Vashon Repertory Theater, Vashon Center for the Arts, and Voice of Vashon present Home, a series of short radio plays for our time. Next is The Wind Chimes by Trista Baldwin, directed by Charlotte Tinkin, and starring Kate Dowling as Sarah and Michael Shook as Tom.
I think of that sound, coming home, parking in the gravel drive, walking along the uneven stones between the walls of nettles, the smell of blackberries in the summer, even in the dark. The sound of home.
We bought it together.
He was always there.
Homebody, I guess you'd say.
In the same chair.
She'd come home late.
I like to go out.
Social butterfly.
Meet with friends, local pub.
That was before.
Of course, everything's changed.
It wasn't that big of a shift.
A huge change for all of us.
Life went on, rather the same, except that she was home more.
Tried to resurrect the garden.
Outside, but home.
Almost forgot what the exit looked like. Entranceway, rock pathway, tall nettles, tangled in blackberries. I should have planted there.
Seeds. She bought all these seeds from online. I saw the postal guy more than anyone else.
He didn't want me going to the store.
From the window, of course. I've been very careful.
I've never heard him talk more about being a diabetic.
I'm a diabetic, so I have
to... Pre-diabetic. He's not symptomatic.
Everyone should be careful.
The pub closed. The grocery store shut early.
Sarah was careful, at first.
Zoom happy hour was fine, the first time.
Then she starts pacing the floors.
I don't understand how someone can sit in exactly the same place for so many hours in one day.
She said that to me.
I gotta get out of here.
Took the reusable grocery bags like it's any other day.
I need something. Ice cream.
Where's your mask?
Right here.
We can get it delivered, Sarah.
It will melt. Ice cream melts.
Please don't touch anything.
All right. Goodbye. It brought out something in him that was already there.
I'd ignored her risk-taking.
Stay home, Sarah. It was his dream come true.
I realize this now. How I ignored the driving after maybe one too many drinks. The going a year without any health insurance. The parking in the handicap spot if she's making a quick stop.
Controlling.
Irresponsible.
This is where it hit me. In the gravel, with my Americone ice cream and the one roll of toilet paper the store would sell, and I hear those wind chimes, and I just start crying.
She's been at the store for at least an hour, comes back, her eyes swollen red.
Because I realize I'm just holding on for the house, for stability.
What happened? Are you all right?
What is stability but an illusion?
The pandemic is hard on everyone.
Is it hard on you?
Of course it's hard on me.
How is it hard on you?
It's frightening.
You're scared?
Of course.
What are you scared of?
Getting sick?
Dying?
Yes, of course.
I don't think I'm afraid to die.
What happened at the store? Did you go in without a mask?
I had a goddamn mask on, Tom. This is not about wearing a mask.
This is about how you can't adhere to things.
Adhere?
Rules. Common sense precautions.
I covered myself in hand sanitizer.
I've allowed things to slip.
What things?
Your drinking.
Are you kidding me?
The driving.
You have a problem with my driving?
You take unnecessary risks.
What are necessary risks?
Jumping out of the airplane if it's on fire.
Is the airplane on fire?
That's not what I meant.
It's not dying that scares me. It's living wrong that scares me.
What's wrong?
What is it you like about that chair?
What chair?
The one you always sit in! I'm sorry.
You don't have peace inside you.
I have peace when I'm with people, talking, hearing their stories, learning things from their stories.
You can't sit with yourself.
Maybe.
You can't sit.
The ice cream melts in the paper bag while we argue. We don't do this. We're not a couple that fights. Maybe we should be a couple that fights. Maybe fighting is fire. Maybe nice is a glacier. Maybe I'm furniture. Maybe he's an appliance.
She looks so far away.
What do you want?
Be here with me? Make a plan?
What's the plan? What do you want to plan?
I told you, we should get things delivered.
We get everything delivered. We sanitize the canned goods. We let it sit for 24 hours before we can take a can opener to it.
That's what I want.
That's it?
We just have to get through this.
What about before?
What do you mean?
Were you happy? Content?
Sure, yeah.
Sure?
Were you?
I was able to distract.
You're having anxiety.
I don't think it's anxiety.
It's normal.
I think it's normal for you, being at home, being isolated.
I love our home.
I love it too.
Your garden is coming along.
Maybe we'll have zucchini.
She's a good cook. That's one thing.
He's great for Scrabble.
Competitive, that's fun.
I do love a good game.
Smart.
We used to talk more. We must have. Maybe it was sex. What did you like about me?
I like a lot of things about you.
When we first met?
Your long hair.
That's what you noticed?
We met dancing.
Did we?
No, that's when I first saw you. You were dancing.
I was with someone else.
I didn't notice. Just you.
I guess I wanted to break in.
Fell hard.
Why? What did I think was inside you?
You called me your oyster.
Pearl?
I didn't care what you called me.
Why not?
I hardly remember what you said.
Why me?
It happened. It doesn't matter how. In retrospect,
it felt easy.
I wonder if I could have
easy
said
to break.
Or said less.
What was already broken.
This was our
home. I didn't know how much was whole, how much more there was to break.
Where are you going?
To a friend's.
Which friend?
I'll figure it out.
You can't come back until you...
Until what?
What if you get sick?
I can't stay here like this.
You're spoiled. You know that, don't you?
Right.
You could never have bought this house on your own.
Spoiled little wife? Really?
I worked for you to make a life for you.
What part of this is my life?
Don't you dare start...
Blackmail me? Say that your soul-sucking online job you do from your easy chair is just to get me a nice kitchen?
You love that kitchen.
It's a goddamn dream kitchen.
What do you want, Sarah?
It looks good on paper. This life together.
It's a pandemic. And she's packing a suitcase.
I want to be able to stay.
The lettuce was pushing through the dirt. I remember the little green rose.
Once you know something, you can't unknow it.
The smell of her in the sheets, her side cold.
Home was out with my friends. Home was talking about life, about change, laughing over pain, crying because it was all too beautiful, driving. That movement.
I have my chair by the window.
I don't want anything.
Same beautiful view.
Except the wind chime.
I'd like to keep it.
I'm not asking for anything else.
The wind chime is part of the property. It's something we purchased together.
I'm not saying it hasn't been ours. I'm saying I would like it to be mine.
I'm fond of it.
It feels like mine.
I'd like it.
It's the one thing.
I'd like it to stay.
I'm taking it with me.
No.
Tom.
I said no.
It's the one thing. The only thing I'm asking.
The toaster oven, the fan, the clock, that picture of the... If you're actually leaving, I'd really like you
Tom,
to take that.
All I want is the wind chime.
Please take your things.
They're going in boxes.
Please remove them from the house.
I don't want anything else.
It's part of the grounds.
The grounds?
Petty.
Me?
Do you see me packing my bags because I feel a little uncomfortable? Because the pandemic is hard and I want to run away?
That's not...
I made a promise. I made a home.
You did.
I don't break my word.
You don't even like me. Tom.
Hummingbird feeder.
That's yours.
You can have it.
Tom.
It's settled.
It's the sound.
I packed some things.
I've looked around. Hardware stores. Trying them out.
Spatula. You'll
Nothing
need that.
Nothing else sounds like home.
Let go of that.
Tom, no, just give me
skip
the...
that. This is my home.
You can have the bed. My mother's old table. Years of my stupid life.
Do not.
Hollowed out pieces of wood. I've got these pieces in my hand. Tom's crying.
She took everything.
This one thing.
I don't know why.
It's all I wanted.
I don't even know why.
I've strung it back together, lined up the wood like I remembered, tested the sound. I'm staying in the guest room of my friends like some adolescent, some limbo. But I got it. I got the sound right.
Maybe I'm waiting.
Home.
Maybe I've always been.
Just a vibration through the air.
Many thanks to the Northwest Playwrights Alliance, Michael Golan Johnson, Amy Broomhall, and Gabriel Dawson for sound effects, Susan McCabe as stage manager, Kendra Phillips for dramaturgy, and for the closing song, Home, by Kat Eggleston.
Would you go if you could? Back over years long past to a house that stood by gray water on green grass, and the age you are, your folks were then. The kitchen table was level with your chin. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you take, if you could, a single hour or day from the hard to the good? What do you think you'd say? The bedtime book, the birthday cake, your mother's gift, your dad's mistake. If someone gave you the power, would you go home? Would you find, if you could, who might have dropped the ball? Was it blows or words? Get revenge, would you take the sword or make amends? If someone gave you the power, if someone gave you the power, would you go home?